Jarvis. Physical Examination and Health Assessment, 6th Edition. Chapter 4. The Complete Health History. This section discusses key points about the health history for adults. The purpose of the complete health history is to collect subjective data, which is what the person says about himself or herself. By combining this subjective data with objective data from the physical examination and diagnostic tests, you create a database to make a judgment about the person's health status. For sick patients, the health history includes a detailed chronologic record of the health problem. For all patients, it is a screening tool for abnormal symptoms, health problems, and concerns. It also records the patient's responses to health problems. No matter what form is used to record the health history, plan to gather data in 8 categories. First, collect biographic data, such as the patient's name, address, and date of birth, as well as language and communication needs. Second, note the source of the history, which is usually the patient, but may be someone else, such as a relative or interpreter. Third, obtain the reason for seeking care, formerly known as the chief complaint. In the patient's own words, briefly describe the reason for the visit. Fourth, record the present health or history of present illness. For a well person, briefly note the general state of health. For a sick person, chronologically record the reason for seeking care. When a patient reports a symptom, perform a symptom analysis. If you find it helpful, use the mnemonic PQRSTU to do this. PQRSTU stands for provocative or palliative, quality or quantity, region or radiation, severity scale, timing, and understanding the patient's perception of the problem. Fifth, investigate past health events, such as illnesses, injuries, hospitalizations, and allergies, as well as current medications. Sixth, gather a family history to help detect health risks for the patient. To aid in this process, draw a pedigree or genogram. Seventh, perform a review of systems to evaluate the past and present health of each body system. Double-check for significant data and assess health promotion practices. For each body system, assess for symptoms and health-promoting behaviors. Finally, perform a functional assessment, including activities of daily living, such as bathing, dressing, toileting, eating, walking, housekeeping, shopping, cooking, and other factors. The depth of information obtained for each health history category may vary from one setting to another. However, you should address all categories before making a diagnosis or judgment about the patient's health status. This section presents critical points about health history for other developmental stages. When obtaining a child's health history, use the same structure you would use for an adult, but make pertinent modifications or additions. Additions include a prenatal or perinatal history, the parent's description of the present problem, any childhood illnesses or accidents, immunization data, a developmental overview, and a nutritional history. When assessing functional abilities, consider the child's environment and his or her function or role in the environment. When taking an older adult's health history, also ask additional questions. For example, explore changes in activities of daily living that may result from the aging process or chronic illness. Remember that the impact or burden of a disease may be more important to an older adult than the actual disease diagnosis or pathology. So be sure to record the person's reason for seeking care, not your assumption about the problem. The comprehensive older person's evaluation is particularly useful because it addresses basic and instrumental activities of daily living, functional assessments, and physical, social, psychological, demographic, financial, and legal issues.